internal feelings that make us feel bad about ourselves and those around us. Negative emotions can be quite a hindrance when you want to achieve success in life. Well, here is a small secret about negative emotions. You can control them. Yes, you can control all that you feel, and you don't have to be the victim of your emotions. There are certain negative emotions that are generated in response to someone else. For instance, greed, envy, jealousy, or even hatred are often generated as a response to someone else's behavior. Do you ever find yourself feeling jealous of your colleague who seems to be doing well for himself, even if you both do the same work? Negative emotions can also be a result of your internal feelings. For instance, your fears, doubt, lack of confidence, and such can also prevent you from achieving the success you want. Fears and phobias can prevent you from taking the action that you want to, and self-limiting beliefs can prevent you from excelling in your life. If you want to correct any of these negative emotions, then this is the perfect book for you. The first step to fix a problem is to accept that you have a problem. Kudos to you. You understand the different aspects of life that you want to fix. The next step is to understand the primary cause of these issues. Once you understand that, the easy part is to fix them. It is quite easy to fix the way you think. You need to understand that your brain is like any other muscle in your body. With a little training and conditioning, you can unleash your true potential. Most of us don't work out of our maximum potential, and often there are certain things that prevent us from doing so. These reasons can be external as well as internal. It is a general misconception that you cannot control the way you think or feel. On the contrary, there are many things in life that you cannot control. But you can certainly control the way you think and feel. You cannot control the external events in your life, but you can control your response to those events. The course of your life often depends on your responses to situations around you. NLP is a technique that helps you reconfigure the way you think and process things. It is a very simple tool that helps you to change the way you deal with your thoughts and emotions. At times, all you need is a little perspective to change your life, and NLP will help you do that. In this book, you will learn about the history of NLP, its benefits, its core concepts, ways in which you can use it in your daily life, tips to overcome limiting beliefs, steps to adopt a positive mindset and unleash the power of the subconscious mind, and other topics that will help you lead a successful life. If you want to help yourself to resolve these issues quickly and fulfill your goals easily, then this is the perfect book for you. So, if you're ready, then let us start without further ado. Chapter 1. What is NLP? In this chapter, you will learn about the origins and the history of neuro-linguistic programming. Inception. Frank Pruselic, John Grinder, and Richard Bandler conducted studies on three therapists, and this led to the inception of neuro-linguistic programming. They referred to it as a behavioral model at the time. It all began when Richard Bandler met Frank Pruselic. Frank had returned from the Vietnam War and was quite traumatized by all that he had gone through. He found a friend in Richard Bandler. Bandler was a warehouse assistant at Bob Spitzer's publishing company, Science and Behavioral Books. As their friendship blossomed, Bandler and Pruselic decided to help each other rebuild their lives by copying the approaches mentioned in the transcripts and tapes of Bob Spitzer, most notably known for those Fritz Perls, the founder of Gestalt Therapy. Initially, their only aim was to improve their own lives, and they did not do it for any theoretical reasons. The two of them started to practice Gestalt Therapy with a group at the University of California. After a while, they were joined by a young linguistics professor named John Grinder. He approached them with a couple of his observations and questions that marked the beginning of a long and successful relationship between these three that led to the birth of the modern-day topic of neuro-linguistic programming. When they started to work together, they began using their collective skills and creativity to analyze and model the works of other people, like Fritz Perls and Virginia Satir, who is also known as the mother of family therapy.